You're listening to Mind Your Own Business. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, your host. Mind Your Own Business is a weekly show that we do talking to some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs, helping you to be better at being a business professional by learning from all of the experience that these entrepreneurs and CEOs bring from all around the world. Exclusively here on Inspired News Radio. And now it's time for Mind Your Own Business.
Well, it's another great day right here on Inspired News Radio. Hello, everyone. My name is Scott Sullivan, and I'm going to be your host and your guide, and I'm going to take you through the world of entrepreneurship, success, and great managers from all over the world right here on Mind Your Own Business. Every week, we bring you some of the greatest folks that are either in the throes of success or just on the cusp and ready to go. And today is no exception. I have a gentleman with me here today that I'm super excited to get to know, and I know you will be too when we are finished. So Stephen Castellano Jr. Stephen, how are you today? And welcome to Mind Your Own Business.
I'm good.
Okay. Excellent. I am so glad. So you are the CEO and president of Stephen Castellano Enterprises, which sounds like a type of a consulting company, but it really is your publishing company, because I guess you are quite a prolific writer from what I am learning, having spent some time talking with you and then reading through some of your material. Am I amiss by saying that you have published 45 books that are all on sale at Amazon right now?
Of various lengths, correct.
Wow, that is quite prolific, that's for sure. And where are you calling us from today? Where are you sitting in this world that we live in?
Pasco, Washington, in Tri-Cities, Washington.
Pasco, Washington, because we're going to talk about in just a few minutes one of the other endeavors that you are doing right now, and that's going to be your foray into the world of politics. But before we get started in that, we always like to talk a little bit about the origin story. So why don't you jump back to some spot in time? You don't have to go all the way back to your childhood, to, you know, a young child, but kind of when you knew your feet were on this path, when you knew that, you know, maybe most of our entrepreneurs, most of the people that we interview here on Mind Your Own Business are just, you know, just a little off the beaten path. They're kind of out there blazing their own trail. They know that trading their time for money, you know, working at Home Depot or McDonald's is probably not for them. And they figure out very early on that there's going to be a different path that they're going to be on. So kind of pick a spot on the continuum when that realization started to happen for you, and pick it up from there and tell us a little bit about where you came from and how you got there and the people that influenced you.
That would be high school in Auburn, California.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about your time and, you know, what was the realization? How did that realization come?
Well, I just wanted to get involved in politics. I was very interested in politics and history, especially history. And I wanted to be a politician myself, and I thought about, okay, where do I want to end up? And the answer was the U.S. Senate. So I started working on, I guess what you would say was my resume since high school, to make me qualified to be a U.S. Senator. So I did get involved in student government in high school. It was actually an independent study high school, where I was the vice president of external affairs on the founding student government. So the very first student government for that high school. And I helped found it. And from there, I just went on to various political clubs, internships, and all sorts of things through college, made sure I got my master's degree. I also studied writing pretty intensively and became very, very good at writing. And right now, I mean, now I'm just working on name recognition that people in Sacramento or Washington State or wherever start knowing what my name is and what I'm doing with my life.
And what is that? What are you doing with your life right now?
Well, I'm a writer, and I have run for Congress in California in 2018, when there is the multitude of political novices that ran against Congressman Tom McClintock. Tom McClintock got a rather low percentage of the vote. He won in 2018, but he got a rather low percentage of the vote compared to what he usually gets. And I should know, it was always over 60%, except in 2008, when he ran against Charlie Brown, which is kind of a famous election cycle in the 4th Congressional District of California, where it was just a couple thousand, few hundred votes difference. And then they redrew the district, and he always got over 60%. But the only time he got 60%, period, was in 2014 against a gentleman called Art Moore.
Okay. So
you ran So
you ran for Congress, and that was your first foray into a statewide election?
Well, it wasn't a statewide election. It was just the 4th Congressional District. But my first foray into that was running for U.S. Senate in 2015 for 2016, which I never got on the ballot, didn't actually get registered with FDC, but I was trying, and I was learning, and I was figuring out, okay, how do I actually get on the ballot? How do I do this? How do I do that? In 2018, I went from, okay, I ran or I tried to run to I was registered with the FEC in 2018, and I had a campaign account with campaign funds in it. Not very much, next to nothing. But I accomplished those two goals, a bank account in the campaign name and registered with the FEC. Now, I'm running in Washington for school board in 2019. Now my name will be on the ballot in November, which is another goal of my own. So I set benchmarks for myself that I need.
Excellent. Okay, so now you're going to be on the ballot. You're running for school board in Pasco, Washington. And then we all believe you're going to be successful. So then what? So you're going to you work on the school board. Then is that going to be the stepping stone to the next? Will you stay in Washington and work on the state government? Or will you again try and make a run for the nationwide or a federal position? And will you do it from Washington or back here in California?
I've actually registered to vote in Washington, so I could run in Washington. I was actually registered to vote in California when I ran in California, so you know that's why. But I was actually going to, let's say I win or don't win. In 2021, I was going to run again, and I was going to try to get on city council here in Pasco, Washington. From then on, I may run for U.S. Senate or Congress here in Washington State. And I think it would be easier to run for U.S. Senate in Washington State than it would be in California with, you know, what is it, 40 million people almost?
That's exactly right. That's just south of 40 million, about 39 million people in the state of California.
Over, now, yeah. It's pushing at the seams. It's almost the size of South Africa. Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's crazy. All right. So then, so tell us a little bit about while your candidacy is going on, while you're campaigning, tell us a little bit about all of these books that you're writing. Tell us, you know, pick the last few books that you've been, that you've put out on Amazon, and tell us a little bit about, you know, what it is that your topics are. Are they all political? Are they, you know, what are you looking for, and how can our readers then, you know, help you and support your career?
Well, There's a few. There's one that I titled, that's one of my bigger titles, is I Ran for Congress on Disability, and that was something I wrote in 2018. And that is basically an autobiography up to 2018. It ends in 2017, so it goes from family history, being born, to my ex-wife leaves me in 2018. And then I have a sequel to that called Uncle Steven, the Author, which I haven't completed yet. And it's, and that one is going to be a series that's going to be called 2018 Memoirs. Next year in 2020, I'll write the same thing, but 2019 Memoirs and so on. So there'll be a series of basically memoirs, biographical titles. That's just one series.
Excellent. Okay. And those are available right now through Amazon, and we just go to amazon.com and type in Stephen and your last name, Castellano. And then do we put the junior in, or do we just leave the junior out?
You can leave the junior out. And then you'll come up with quite a few titles that are mine. You come up with all the ones that are mine. You come with quite a few titles that are not mine. There's other Stephen Castellanos or Peter Castellanos or stuff where they write. And then there's one guy who's writing monster stories. And then there's my dad and my stepmom who have a book on cooking marijuana edibles. That's just what they chose to write about. I had nothing to do with it. But you will find that book, and that's their book.
Excellent.
And I'm no judgment either way, but that's their book. My books are both less and more expensive, and there's many more of them. They only wrote one.
Okay. And then tell us a little bit about your writing process. Do you get the autobiographical ones? I understand that one. That makes sense. You're just writing about your personal experiences. Do you also have, other books that are fiction or nonfiction, or what are some of the other titles?
There's some romantic books that I've written. I actually started writing two romantic stories back when I was married, and one I had completed, one I had not completed. I completed the one that was not completed, which is about vampires and mysticism and stuff. A fantasy, a dark fantasy story. I finished that one. That one's on there. Those are fiction. There's another romantic story that I have that's also fiction. The vampire one and the last, because only two of those romantic stories are in paperback. One is only in book. The ones that are in paperback are here at the library in Pasco, Washington. And it's kind of like I watch YouTube videos about the Beatles, and they speak about their process in writing song lyrics, and some of what happens is they'll have a dream and they'll write a song about it. Well, I'll have a dream and then write a poem or a story or, you know, whatever. Sometimes I'll just go, wow, I had a dream, or I'll listen to a song and I'll go, huh, I could write a poem to this or something, that is inspired by the song. Sometimes I just wake up and I have something to write about now. And then sometimes I just think about political issues and, how to write a platform or something. Like one title is called The New Republican Platform, which is a political platform for a future political party that hasn't come here yet. So I have a platform that I wrote out, all different areas of policy, and this is what this party would believe in. And this party is called the New Republicans. And it's just a very unique platform that no party of the two-party system would actually fully support. There would have to be a new multi-party system where the New Republicans actually, you know, existed. And then people would branch off and have party realignment, and they would have to create a party called the New Republicans.
And that would be cool.
I've set the foundation for that new political party.
And then what about the rest of your family? Are you from a big family, or are you, so you said your mom and dad, did you say your mom and dad were divorced? Because I heard you say something about stepmother. So your mom and dad are they?
My dad and my stepmother wrote a marijuana edibles cookbook.
Right. And then what about your mom? Is she still with us?
She's still alive, yes. She's the one who tutored me for a solid decade in writing. She has a master's degree in English.
Oh, great. And then is she also an author?
She's written a couple things that have been like in-house publications, like a tutoring guide and such. Hmm. She has not written nearly as much as I have. However, she has written some short stories that are like science fiction short stories that actually are pretty good. I think she wants to get them published in a science fiction journal or something, which, you know, that's just what she writes and what she's good at, you know. But she definitely tutored me for a year in the basics of writing. And then with all the professors that I've had and all the time I spent in college, I became a writer who's able to write something that was published in the Scholarly Journal.
Excellent. Okay. And then what about the rest of your family? You have brothers and sisters?
Yes, and that's actually a very complicated question. My mom and my dad are divorced. They have been since, 1989. They had two children, me and my brother. I have step-siblings that are my stepmother's children from another person named Steve. Everyone's named Steve in my family. Me, my stepdad, my dad, my stepmom's ex-husband is named Steve. So I like to go by Steven for those reasons.
keeps the confusion down a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and then my mother had two more children, a girl and a boy, with Steve, her second husband, and then my dad and my stepmom had one boy together, who is another Castellano.
Wow. And is his name Steve, too? Do you have two Steve Castellanos?
No, his name starts with J.
that's okay. I was just joking. Okay, so yeah. So it sounds like you definitely have a big family, and then
I grew up in a family of seven at my dad's, and a family of four at my mom's, and if you count that together, that's nine children.
Wow, that is that's a big support mechanism. So your Thanksgivings and your Christmases must be very complicated.
No.
Okay.
They don't understand the whole political thing, and it's kind of like, you're from Auburn, nothing good comes from Auburn, like nothing good comes from Nazareth. Why in the world would you run for Congress or whatever? And it's like, well, you know, everyone was doing it. Everyone was a political novice and taking a shot at the incumbent. And it's like, I'm just thinking about it. It's not that far out there, but they thought it was. So, yeah. And it's just, I haven't made a lot of money yet, and they probably wanted a piece of cake.
Well, all I know is that public service is a reward in itself. There's no doubt about it. Everyone should participate in some form. My wife was a elected city official for the small town that we were in Northern California, And it's definitely an honor to be part of any local government. So that's fantastic. So you please, please keep it up with no doubt. Just keep it going.
I'm not in it to make money, and I do not have much money. I'm not in it. I mean, I had a political mentor. He said, if you're in it to make the money, you're in for the wrong reasons. You do politics because you want to change something. And exactly. I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm not making a lot of sense.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So how do our listeners then get a hold of you? What can we do? Can we be a resource for you? And how do we reach out and get our listeners to engage with Stephen Castellano Jr.?
Well, there is my LinkedIn profile. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook again. And I am on Amazon. You can find all my works on Amazon. Stephen Castellano will do it. A Google search for Stephen Castellano or Stephen Dion Castellano or Stephen Dion Castellano Jr. will come up with stuff for me. I don't know how much of that is easier for me because it's from my devices, but I mean, you can probably see pictures of me and you're going to find out, okay, this guy ran for Congress, this guy writes, I do a Google search and I can see multiple pictures attributed to me.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, that's great. So, and then how can our listeners be a resource for you? If they're in Washington, obviously they need to vote. But if they're not
Pasco, Washington, it's only a town of like 93,000 or something like that, but bigger than what I came from.
And how are you? How far are you from? I saw you said something about LaGrande, Oregon. I mean, LaGrande, Washington.
About 2 hours outside of LaGrande, Oregon. About 2 hours south of Spokane, Washington. Okay. And about 2 hours northwest of LaGrande, Oregon, which is just a small town in northeastern Oregon.
And what are your connections to LaGrande?
I got married.
Oh, you got married in LaGrande, huh?
Yeah, and apparently I don't think anyone wanted me to leave LaGrande. So when it was time to go, well, you know, there's nothing for us here, and we got to go to bigger areas, and I'm going to have to go to California someday to do my career and support your daughter. Apparently that was a bad thing, and no one wanted me around anymore, and they wanted to get me out. Her there, so she's there and I'm here and I'm supposed to stay out of the state or something. I don't know.
Okay, well, that's good enough. That's I want to thank you very, very much for hanging out with us at Mind Your Own Business this week. It's been fantastic to have you on as a guest. Good luck on your political endeavors and your run for in Pasco, Washington. So if you're in Pasco and you're listening to this Mind Your Own Business this week, make sure that you get out this fall and vote for Stephen Castellano Jr. Make sure that you put your vote down for him for school board. And we appreciate you coming by today and being a part of Mind Your Own Business. Yeah. As I say every week, as we sign off our show, remember, mind your own business, because if you don't, nobody else is going to. Thanks for listening. Yeah. I really appreciate it, each and every one of you that are out there. I couldn't do what I do without you. So thank you so much for being listeners and being loyal to us here at InspiredNewsRadio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, talk radio in a positive vein. Every single day, we bring up the positive, because heaven only knows there's enough negative out there right now. So thank you so much, and I appreciate it. So, Stephen, until next time, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Mind Your Own Business right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in each week as we interview some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs in the world. You can reach us on Twitter at INR Talk Radio. Always use the hashtag MYOB for Mind Your Own Business. make sure you stop by and check out all of the past episodes and all the great things that are available on our website, www.inspirednewsradio. There's great resources there that you can find for all of our other shows, too. Thanks for being a part of the Inspired News Radio family. Until next week, remember to mind your own business.